You're listening to Kelvin Curry's Saturday mid-morning show in the afternoon. A morning show in the afternoon. We're nothing if not confusing here at Vectus Radio. Anyway, join me, Dominic Cole, Monday morning at 8 a.m. for Late Night Love.
Welcome back to the final hour of the mid-morning show here on Vectus Radio for a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, mid-morning show in the afternoon. You see, that's how we roll here on Vectus Radio. Mr. and Mrs. Carter opening up the hour this afternoon with Crazy Love. Okay, yeah, Beyonce Knowles. She isn't Beyonce Knowles anymore. She's Beyonce Carter. Because she married Jay-Z, whose name's Sean Carter. Get it? Oh, never mind. Anyway, and then we had Billie Holiday from... We were just discussing, because I've got the great Idana Menghele in the studio, we were just discussing when that was. And we think it was a good afternoon.
Yeah. Hi, lovely to be here.
Lovely, thank you for coming in. Now, Billie Holiday, one of your, probably your top favourite artist, I think.
Well, definitely a huge influence on me from a very early age. You know, I just fell in love with Billie Holiday probably in my teens, and I haven't fallen out of love with her yet.
That track we just played, Summertime, of course, we're just saying it's a lullaby.
Yes.
But it's a painful lullaby.
It is. It's a slavery song. And I think sometimes we hear versions of it that are a little bit upbeat and swing-like, which is great and it's beautiful music, but actually it is a painful lullaby, probably from the point of view of a black slave. So
absolutely. Now, the reason we've got you in here is because you're part of the Newport Jazz Weekend.
Yes.
And it forms part of your tour.
It does. I've been doing several dates on... with Billie Holiday's music and telling her story and singing her songs. This is the year of her centenary of her birth. Yeah, 100 years ago in April.
Okay.
She was born, and her legacy lives on. It's fantastic.
Well, I've heard you sing. I went to a gig a couple of years ago where you were singing at, I think it was Ventnor, in that hotel at Ventnor, and your voice just blew me away, because it wasn't Billie Holiday that you sang particularly. You did Step Inside Love.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never heard it sung like that. I mean, that was just sensational.
Oh, thank you.
And I thought, wow. I mean, to me, Step Inside Love was a nice song, but it was just a bit of disposable pop. And you sang it in a completely different way.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, I want to hear that again. But let's talk about Billie Holiday, because that's what you're here to promote, your love of Billie Holiday, and you're telling people what a wonderful artist she was.
Mm.
She has got quite a terrible backstory, hasn't she?
She has. And I think that, you know, I don't flinch from talking about her backstory, because I think it defined who she was. I mean, obviously, all of our backstories define who we are.
Yeah, yes.
And it defined who she was. And she was basically left to bring herself up from a very young age. She was out on the streets. She claimed to be working from about 6 or 7 years old, you know, very, very early on. And she was sexually assaulted. She ended up in reform school at a very, very young age. But one of the great things about her, you know, alongside this tragedy of a kind of, you know, really distressing upbringing, she ended up running errands at a brothel at which her mother was working.
Wow.
Well, she was about 14 at the time. But at that time, it's said that she started to listen to jazz, and she was listening to Louis Armstrong, and she was listening to Bessie Smith, who's another of my favourites.
Mm.
And this is apparently what got her really into jazz. So, you know, there were these awful things going on, but it got her into that amazing music.
When you say she was listening to Louis Armstrong, you can actually hear the influence of Louis Armstrong in the way she sings and the way she phrases the words.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because she described her own voice as like a horn, like, you know, like an instrument.
Yes.
Not as, you know, just as a vocal. And she was obviously hugely influenced by the horn players of the time. And she played with Louis Armstrong as well, obviously. She was enormously lucky. She played with these amazing musicians, including Louis Armstrong.
And of course, being a black musician didn't necessarily make it easy, because you were black in the 20s and 30s in the United States. It was still a difficult time.
She experienced huge racism. And I do talk again about that in my show about Billie Holiday, because, again, that had an influence on her. She was one of the first, if not the first, black singer to perform and to go on tour with a white band. The band was Artie Shaw's band.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, and she went on tour with Artie Shaw, but had a terrible time. So she, for example, she couldn't necessarily go in the same door as the band. She had to go round the back, because she was black and they were white. And at one point, she couldn't even sing on the bandstand with the band, because a black singer was not allowed on the stand. So she had to sort of sing at the side. You know, so she had really, really horrible sort of racist experiences. And actually, she couldn't continue with it. She had to stop doing that tour.
Oh, right.
It's just too much for her.
And those experiences must have shaped how she attacked her music, those stories and things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you alluded to her difficult life. And one of the other things that happened to her is that she had disastrous love affairs. Disastrous. And they too kind of influenced her singing and her, you know, lots of things about her life, but certainly her voice and her singing, and the things that she wrote. She wrote, you know, heartbreaking love songs. So yeah, definitely affected her.
So if we come to see you tomorrow, if people come to see you tomorrow, are there any tickets left, by the way?
As far as I know, it's officially sold out, but I think they might be able to sell some tickets on the door.
Oh, if there's some returns and things like that.
Yeah, or Tri-County Press Office.
What time and where?
There's a sort of brunch at 12:30 at the Key Arts.
All food included. Oh, I like
that. Yes, and then the gig actually starts at 1:15. It's
okay.
At the Key.
At the Key Arts, which is a nice little venue.
Oh, it's lovely, yeah.
And so how many songs? I'm not going to hold you to this, so if people come along and say, you said you were going to do 10 songs and you only did 8. But that's not the point. We're going to get a fair selection of Billie Holiday songs tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow's show is an hour and 15 minutes. I'll be singing all the way through that time and telling a little bit of her story.
Of course.
What I do is quite interesting, because I, you know, there are so many beautiful songs to choose from.
Yes.
I find it almost impossible to choose which ones I want to do. But one thing that's influenced the choice of songs is not to just do the ones that everybody knows. And last week I played a gig of Billie Holiday tunes. And somebody came up to me afterwards and said, I didn't know that so many of those songs were Billie Holiday songs. And I'd never thought of them like that. And now I want to run home and download loads of Billie Holiday music.
So you succeeded.
And I just thought, that's my job done, you know, yeah. Because if that's what people do at the end of my show, then I'm really, really happy, because they've learned something about Billie Holiday. They want to know more about her and they want to listen to her music. That's joy
and,
for
and
me.
There's plenty of it out there, as you say. You can download
absolutely
it. It's all over loads. YouTube if you want to have a sample just to see before you commit. So let's tomorrow at Key Arts Jazz Brunch, part of the Newport Jazz Weekend, which is a fabulous thing to do. Mm. And you can't say we're starved of cultural influence here on this island. It's lovely. Mm. How did you get into music?
Well, I was born into it.
I know you come from an extremely talented family. So,
well, I honestly was born into music. My mum was a musician. She played the accordion. And she played the accordion from a very young age with her two sisters and her played the accordion. And in fact, she wanted to go to music academy. Okay. But she, you know, through kind of life events, her own mother couldn't stay in the town that they were living in, and they had to come to they actually came to the Isle of Wight just as she could have gone to music academy. So she was always into music and loved it. And I can remember from a very young age, you know, family occasions, and mum would get out the accordion and then everybody would be singing. So, you know, when somebody says to me, when did I start knowing about music? I can't tell you. I think it was, you know,
from birth. Basically.
From birth. And also we had a cafe in Ryde that some people might remember.
I'm sure a few people will, yes.
And that was called the Mayfair Cafe. And it had a jukebox.
Uh-huh.
Which was brilliant, because it meant that we had all of the music all of the time. And I can remember, you know, aged about five or something, you know, coming home with one of those records with the middle taken out, because it was a jukebox. And I think it was I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, and mm-hmm. singing and dancing to that about age five or something.
So there we are.
Quite so diverse influences.
You were fortunate in that not only are you talented, but you were in a family that was also talented, and they nurtured that.
They nurtured... I mean, my family definitely nurtured music. I can't remember any time without music. My brother Anthony was also a musician. He wrote music. He wanted to be, he wanted to be in a band. He didn't want to go off and be, you know, what he ended up being. He wanted to be a band member, you know. And I can remember, you know, endless kind of sitting by the piano with my brother Anthony while he, you know, tried to work out a tune and just together singing something, you know.
Yeah, wow. Lovely family memories.
Yeah, very lovely.
So just go through it one more time. What are you doing tomorrow and where?
I am singing Billie Holiday tunes.
Excellent.
And telling her story at the Key Arts tomorrow with brunch at 12:30 and the gig starts at 1:15.
Excellent. What a perfect way to spend a Sunday afternoon out.
Thank you
so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been a joy.
My absolute pleasure. I'm going to take a little bit of Gibson Brothers now, and then we'll go into a break after that.